I don't.
Okay. What about that kind of bird that is always...
Woodpecker, you mean?
Yeah.
The woodpecker?
Or other name for them, they call them a...
Shuttlecrawfish, you know.
Peckerwood?
Woodpecker, just
don't. Okay, other names, do you have any different types for them? You know that kind of animal that had a black or a white stripe down his back? He was white down his back, and he'd raise his tail up, and he'd smirk you, and ooh, boy, it would smell bad.
Oh, a skunk?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or a...
A skunk? Oh, that's a poor cat.
Poor cat.
Ay-yi-yi. You can smell it in summertime. Not no more. They don't even have any more in the island. They got destroyed here in the island.
Did you have the type of animals that would come and raise your hen roost or varmint? You know what a varmint was?
Yeah, what is a varmint?
Okay. Animals, blue animals that would get after your chickens or...
Oh, you mean a possum? No, possum. Something like that, a possum. Oh, yeah, we still got them. They come in the garbage, they eat in the garbage. Or a coon, raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter had the mother with about 5 or 6 of the raccoon there, and she used to give him food there, let him come at night, and just come at night, not in the time. But at night, he'd come eat, give him some straw, you know, with the leftover. At night.
Different types of those little animals that would go up trees?
Yeah, a squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's yet. Plenty of them.
Do you get the size stuff? Well, the big one, he was a
boy. I saw was those big ones. I mean, they were male or female, whatever they were, but I saw a squirrel. I knew it was a squirrel. Big tail, brown. They were pretty. They were very pretty. I got them in my daughter's yard there. I don't know. I just found them. They got a Methodist church right in front of my daughter's house. Beautiful, beautiful church. But too bad it's not Catholic. We're all Catholic, so we have to go somewhere else. Nice people, too.
Those squirrels are always...
Always up. Always up. They walk all on the light wires and all that. They walk in there. You can see them while walking there. And when they see you, they run. They're scared.
Now, the type of seafood you get right here besides oysters, what else?
Oh, yeah. Shrimp. Oysters, crabs, trout, redfish, flounders.
You get those things that crawl, you know, in the water?
What's from?
They get them further in the shore, you know. Mostly they get them, they grow them in fresh water, and they get too fat out of them.
Oh, you mean the crawfish?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we don't have that here.
You don't? Okay. And then that hard, what other kind of things would you find around a pond? The ones that make deep noises like that.
That's frog, that's right around the pond, especially when it's raining, you can hear them. The frog.
Different types?
Different. Well, they got small ones and big ones, so I think they got those big brown and ugly ones, and then they got this big one, they're kind of green and tan.
Yeah. Okay. When y'all used to go fishing, what would you fish? Would you ever dig anything out of the ground?
Mm-mm. We just go fishing. No, we try, when we used to go fishing, we try to get those fish that we don't eat anyhow. Or sometimes those oyster fish, they call it.
Yeah,
you cut them, you can make sure a full bait with that.
What are they called?
And we call them oyster fish. And then we used to take the bones from the salt meat and go with that to get crabs. I never went. I wasn't no fisher, much of a fisherman or anything like that. And I never went fishing, but crabs. So I just go fish crabs. I can open oysters. Yeah, I can. I can chew crabs.
Yeah.
I can tenderloin trout and do all that. But I have to go and catch them. I'm not good for that.
That kind of frog that you see in your garden, and it's always eating flies.